people to the right people. And I just want us to pray. Can we just stand for a minute? Because our God is a loving God. He's a wonderful, wonderful Father. And Father, this morning we thank there's testimonies in this church where you brought people together who were lonely, who were isolated, who for various reasons had been on their own. And you brought them together, Lord. And we rejoice this morning in those marriages, Lord, that have come. That we pray this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring together the right couples. We speak good over every relationship in this church, Lord. We pray you'll bring the people together in your name, Lord. We speak for holy marriages, Lord, to be formed. And Lord, we just declare this morning, any who are at this point on their own, Lord, that will not be their lot. But Father, you will bring a companion in Christ to each one of them. Father, we pray that there'll be no lonely people in this church, but Lord, that they will really know friendship and relationships, and also that for some, Lord, they will have the right partners brought to them. And so we declare this too, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for good, godly relationships and for marriages, Lord, that they will prosper in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's get into the word, and I'm not going to be mega long this morning, but I just want to cover a few things. That God is a God who loves, and he's a God who gives. When God created the heavens and the earth, do you know it was love that created everything? It was his love that created everything when he created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth, and it says on the sixth day of creation, when he finished by creating man in his own image, what does he say about man?
It was very good.
Everything else he made was good. God said it was good, but when he came to create man in his own image, he said it was very good. Why was that? Well, the reason was because God, out of his love, had created someone in his own likeness who he could give to. And we're talking this morning about how that love gives, which has been doing that in a very practical way in our meeting this morning. And it obviously needs to go beyond meetings. But when we give, when love gives, God is well pleased. And he's looking for the church to be a giving church. Every time you give money in the offering, if you're doing it and you're doing it for God, if you're doing it for Jesus, sometimes sacrificially as well, when you give and you give with faith, God will bless that. God loves a cheerful giver, it says. And God wants everyone in this church to be givers.
That's right.
I said, God wants everybody in this church to be givers. You see, if you're receiving money, however it comes, God expects you to honor him with what you've received. Even if things are really, really tight, I tell you, it works. It works. When you've got nothing and you give, God will give back to you. And so that's love. If you give in a stingy way, then that's not giving in love. What we're talking about a God who owns a cattle on the thousand hills, who owns all the gold in the world, who's got everything available for you. And the thing that brings it down from the Lord is faith. And the reason God gives and wants to give so much is because he's a God of love. He's full of benevolent love for you and I this morning. So God created Adam in his own image. Why? Because he wanted Adam to have a relationship with him so Adam would know the love that he had for him. And Adam was walking with God in the garden and there was love there. He was experiencing and knowing the love that God was giving to him. God gave him everything. And then God brought Eve to him. Eve was a gift that God brought. Why? Because God loved Adam so much, he knew exactly what his needs were, and he wanted every need of his life to be met. And you could have said, well, God could have met his needs just directly, but God said, no, I've got someone else I've made, and I've made this woman out of man, and she's going to be part of my answer to him. So for some of you who are single at the moment, or you're on your own at the moment, God has a perfect partner for you, for many of you in this room this morning. God has the perfect partner for many people in this room, and God will bring those people together. Why? Because he loves you. And it's part of his benevolent love that he brings the right people together into a partnership, marriage, relationship. Amen. All right? So if you have faith in God about this, then God will provide everything that you need. because he's a God of love, and love gives. Man sinned so much that when we come down to Noah, God was about to wipe the whole of mankind off the face of the earth because of their sin. The sin was so serious and so bad. But he found one man, it says, who was the most righteous man. He was about the only one that was righteous on the face of the earth. And this man called Noah, God loved him. And God poured out his love, and he actually, through Noah, building an ark, we're here today. Because of one man called Noah, was obedient and loved God and knew the love of God in his life and built an ark. When God sent the flood and wiped out the rest of mankind because of their sinfulness, they refused to repent and change. And the sin was so serious that God had to judge it. But what he did was he saved this man called Noah and his family. And as a result of Noah and God's love for Noah, we're here today. God showed his love, his grace and his mercy to Noah. And from Noah, well, we're here today. Noah and Abraham. What about Abraham? Abraham, God loved Abraham. Abraham, the man of faith. And God made Abraham promises because he loved him. And he had, out of his love, he had great plans for Abraham. And he said to Abraham, out of you all the nations shall be blessed. All the nations shall be blessed. And he began to prophesy over Abraham that the Messiah would come, Jesus would come, through Abraham, through the line of Abraham. And it says that Abraham believed God's promises. And, you know, Abraham was a man of faith, but faith doesn't work without love. That's what the Bible says in Galatians, was it 5:16? It says that faith works through love. And so our God is a faith God, and everything that he does in faith, he does by faith, working through love. God made Abraham a promise. He said, you're going to have a son. And what was he, 99 years old, was he? When he gave him a promise. Incredible, miraculous promise. We know people who've been told you'll never have children, and we've prayed and they've given birth. Even our daughter, for about 4 years or 3 years at least, they've been married for 4 years, 3 years they've been trying to have a child, and they've been to have tests, it's looking serious. And then one evening in our hall just before she went home, I just said to Claire, come on, let's just pray and believe God for this. This isn't right. And we just took hands with her and we said, in the name of Jesus, we break this lie of the enemy. We break this thing, whatever it is, over to stop Sarah from conceiving and having a baby. And we thank you, Lord, for provision of a child. Amen. And I just felt the love of God come as we took hands. I know she's my daughter, so perhaps I'm a bit biased. But, you know, God's love was poured out in that hall right there. And then, and I knew it, that it would be done. And it was about 2 weeks later, we had some news. And I said to her, everything will be fine. God has given that assurance that everything will be fine. And she gave birth while we were at faith camp to little Charlie. Amen. Charlie Bow, his name is. A lovely boy, beautiful boy, a gift. What was that all about? It's about God's love. Amen. God's love gives. Amen. And God wants us to be a loving, giving people who are in faith, faith that works through love. A faith people will work through love. Faith working through love. And I just believe God's going to get very practical with us over these next couple of weeks and a few months ahead. God's going to get very practical, because it won't just happen in meetings, but what we're hearing, and even the testimonies the last few weeks, have been very practical testimonies of God's love out there. God's love in the church, between us as well, in our relationships. So God wants us to be giving in love. Let's look at John chapter 3, and Akin read that earlier. We all know the scripture, John chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 17. And it says here, for God so loved the world, that means the people in the world, that he gave his only begotten, his only unique Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Now this word love is agape or agape, depending on how you want to say it. And this agape love is an incredible word. It's talking about God's love being benevolent. It's a sacrificial love. And in the Greek, I spoke about it the other week, but in the Greek, this was not a common word that they used in classical Greek. This was like a new word that began to form around about this time, because it was describing the love of God. And if you want to know what love is really like, just think this morning about Jesus hanging on a cross. Just think about Jesus dying for your sins and carrying your sins and your need upon a cross 2,000 years ago. That's love. Just think about him weeping for you and pouring his lifeblood out for you and suffering for you and suffering for me. That's his love that went into death to break the power of sin and to break the power of death over your life, so that when he rose again on the third day, he rose for you and he rose for me. So that if we repent from our sin and turn to him, we can be wonderfully saved and born again, right? We can know him. We can be brought into this relationship of love. And this agape love, God so agape'd the world. He so gave himself that he sent his one and only son. I wonder how many of us as parents would send our best, would send our children and sacrifice them. But that's what God did with Jesus Christ. He sent him to die on the earth for our sins and raised him from the dead too, so that when we believe in him, we can be saved. That's love. And God wants to release us into a greater measure of love in this season. Amen. You know, in recent months, we've been talking about God building the church. And we've been speaking about how he builds the church in our prayer life. That's actually love as well. When we pray to God, our relationship with him in prayer is a devotion of love, actually. God wants it to be a love relationship that we have with him. When we pray and we spend time listening to him and reading the Bible, it's not to be a chore, it's a delight. Because it's a love relationship. And we've also been talking about how loving one another builds up the walls of the church, prayer and relationships. And God's not changed the subject. He's still talking to us about it today, and I believe he'll continue to do that. That this love needs to be poured out in our hearts. And if you turn with me to Romans chapter 5, just briefly, let's have a look at that verse there. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Because it says there, it says that hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Those of us that have believed upon the Lord, which I guess is nearly everyone here this morning, that we've been justified by faith in Jesus Christ. We've been justified by faith. And we stand in this amazing grace this morning where we are free. We're sons and daughters of God. We're children of God this morning, aren't we? He's forgiven us all of our sins. He's washed away all of our past, because we've turned away from that. And he's made us brand new, hasn't he? And we are children of freedom this morning. And the one thing that we have in freedom more than anything else is we have the love of God. That's what freedom is. Freedom is knowing God and knowing his love for you. That's what freedom is. Freedom is knowing his love for you as a person and letting that love cleanse you and wash you over and over again and build you up in your relationship with him. I can't think of anything better than waking up on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning or any morning and just knowing God loves me. God's love, strong, powerful love that was crucified on a cross, that rose again from the dead, is loving me today. God's plan for you is a plan of love. God's future for you is a future of love. God wants you to walk in plans that he's set before you. And it really is an adventure of faith and love that he has for you. And we're coming into a season where if we'll dare to believe God, God, you'll see right before your eyes, God will do amazing things through you.
Amen.
Out of his love. The world out there is crying out to see and experience and know the love of God. They don't know that. They wouldn't put that in words. But people out there are in pain and desperate, broken-hearted people. And do you know what they respond to? They respond to love. And that love comes from heaven and comes right into our hearts when we believe in the Lord. And the Lord's saying, let my love out. Let me continue to, in your relationship, receive from God. Spend time receiving from him out of his love for you. Every time you read the Word of God, read it as a love letter to you and receive out of the Bible, out of the Word of God, his love. And then take that love out into your day and make a difference in your world. Make a difference By doing some of the things that you've heard this morning, praying for people, telling people about Jesus, making him real, expecting miracles to happen. Let's go to letter of John, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John 3. And we're talking about the fact that love, God's love, gives. God loves, God's love gives. And 1 John, letter of John, right at the back of the New Testament, it says here, behold, this is verse 1 of chapter 3, what manner of love, what kind of love the Father has bestowed upon us, given to us, that we should be called children of God. So God knows you this morning by your first name. And when he calls you as a son or as a daughter of his love. And it says here, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. But it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, in other words, when he comes back, because Jesus is going to be coming back soon, we shall be like him. We will be changed to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And if you look at verse 3, if you want to develop your love for God, this is the good three verses to do it. Know that the love of God is poured out upon you. Know what manner of love God has for you. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself as he is pure. So I have this joy inside of me that one day, soon, I'm going to meet with Jesus. One day I'm going to see him face to face. I see him now by faith, if you know what I mean. I experience his presence, and so do you. And you can have amazing experiences of God's love, but there's nothing going to be compared to when we see him face to face. And we have this hope inside of us. And what that does, if you meditate upon this love of God that he has for you, and you remember that one day soon you're going to meet with him, that will bring your whole life into perspective. Then everything that you live your life out, you live for this cause, for Jesus. Everything that you do it out of a love for him, because he's coming back for you. He's coming back for the church. He wants us to fulfill his plan and his purpose in our own lives, but in our lives as a church, in this nation, in Crawley, East Green, in an area. And as we devote ourselves to the Lord in love and have this hope inside of us, this longing to meet with him face to face, what it has, the Holy Spirit comes and he'll purify us inside. He actually purifies our hearts and deepens our love for him, because we're expecting him to come back. He will come back for you. And when he comes back, he wants to come back to bless you and to reward you for what you did. Amen. That's a great incentive to live for, you know. The fact that God, the Lord, is going to come back and reward us for the things that we did in his name. There's a reward for us. And God wants us to be walking with him in love, giving out of this love. We're going to finish on this scripture this morning. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And this agape love is talked about in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, sometimes we can read 1 Corinthians 13 and say, oh yes, I know that one. Love is gentle, love is kind. But you know, this is talking about the agape love. This is talking about the God kind of love. This is talking about the sacrificial kind of love that Jesus had when he died on the cross. And God demonstrated his love to us by sending his son to be crucified on the cross. I wonder what your love life is like this morning. I'm not talking about personal things this morning. I'm talking about your love life with God. I wonder what your love life with God is like this morning. Because God wants us to be walking in love with him. And he wants to encourage you in your love for him this morning, which comes out of knowing his love for you. What does it say in 1 Corinthians 5:17? It says, the old has gone, the new has come. It says, behold, God says, I make everything, I make you a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And by the blood of Jesus, all your past has been blotted out and washed away, and you've been made a brand new creation, a creation of love. And your identity now is Christ Jesus living in you with his love. Your identity isn't to do with your past, isn't to do with how you were brought up or how you weren't brought up. Your identity is the person of Jesus Christ who died on the cross, who rose again, who's living inside you today. And as you focus your attention upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you're going to be built up in his love. And you're going to find yourself being a giver of love. Let's just read 1 Corinthians 13, and we're going to read at verse 1. Very good place to start. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not agape love, sacrificial love, I have become like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not this sacrificial love, it profits me nothing. Agape love, the God kind of love, the Jesus kind of love for you, suffers long. It's patient. It's kind. This sacrificial love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not proud, it's not puffed up. This love of Jesus, this love of God, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not interested in what it wants for itself. This love is not easily, or it says it's not provoked. Do you know when sometimes people provoke you? When you can be provoked and you can react. But what God wants us to be, he wants us to respond out of this well of love that he's placed into our hearts. So we are no longer reactors. We are responders. God doesn't want you to be a nuclear reactor, right? He wants you to be a responder, that you respond out of love. And if you have Jesus living in you, you have the spirit of love in you. It's your choice whether you live out of that well or whether you live out of the other one. But we have a well of love within us. Love is not easily provoked or is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. This God kind of love doesn't think evil about anybody. Even though there's lots of evil around us, even though things sometimes don't go the right way, love thinks no evil against people. Love does not rejoice in sin or in iniquity, but this love, this sacrificial love of God and of Christ, rejoices in the truth. This love rejoices in the truth, because truth brings freedom. This love bears all things. This love can cope with anything. This love went to a cross and bore the sins of the whole world for all time. This love took every sickness and disease. This love took every curse known to mankind and bore it in his body on the cross and broke its power. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. This sacrificial love hopes all things. This sacrificial love of God endures all things. This love of God, this love of Christ never fails. Everything else will fail, but this love will never fail. God's calling us as a people, my brothers and sisters this morning, as a church, to be a church of love that gives. And I want to encourage you, read through these scriptures this week, today and this week. Meditate upon these scriptures that we've read this morning, particularly 1 Corinthians 13. And please don't think that this love is just an emotional love. It's much, much deeper than that. This love is the love of God that he's put within our hearts. And this love God wants us to be living out of so that we can bless a lost world, so that we can bless and love one another, so that we can speak words of love, so that we can actually be released with acts of love that go the second mile. Amen. This is how God wants us to be. God is looking for his love to be poured out in the workplace. God is looking for his love to be poured out to your neighbor. Just about when you're about to go out and do something else. God is looking for that love to be poured out through you. Amen. What kind of love do you have in your heart this morning? Let's all stand, shall we? Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me just encourage you just to close your eyes just as we bring the meeting to a close. Just be still before His presence this morning. The Word of God says this morning that the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. It's been given to us. It's up to us to develop our walk with God, our relationship with Him. But that love has been given to us and is and has been poured out in our hearts. That means that love is there. And Father, we just pray this morning. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, that You will cause us to have breakthroughs in love, Lord. That the love that You've poured out into our hearts, Lord, would not just remain in our hearts. But Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that this love will be poured out of our hearts, Lord. It's been poured in our hearts, but Lord, I pray, let it be poured out of our lives, Father. So that today, in our homes, Lord, and with our neighbours and with our friends and other members of the church, Lord, that we are devoting ourselves for the cause of Christ, that we'd be a people of love, Lord. That don't count the cost, but if there's a need, we'll do everything we can to seek to meet that need. We're in a covenant, Lord, that You made with us, and we're in a covenant with one another, Lord. That it doesn't bear the cost, Lord, it gives freely. Thank You that this love never fails, Lord. Our love comes to an end, but Your love never fails. And thank You that this love, Lord, is in us this morning in our hearts. We praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Love endures long. Love is patient and kind. This sacrificial love never is envious, nor boasts. It never boils over with jealousy. It is never vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It's not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. This love is not rude. It doesn't act in an unmannerly way. It doesn't act unbecomingly. This love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. It is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. This is the love that we're talking about. This love does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but this love rejoices with everything that is right, with truth. This love bears up under anything and everything that comes. This love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. This love hopes. This love it never fades under any circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. This love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. The love that Christ has poured into our hearts. Can we just lift one another's arms up this morning? Can we just do that just for a minute? Just pray in the Spirit just for a couple of minutes more. Just pray. Shakabra sabrata. Pour out Your love, Lord, today. Pour out Your love, Lord. Into our hearts afresh this morning, Lord. We are a love people, Lord. Father, pour out Your love, Lord. Cause us to be touched in our emotions too, Lord, in our minds, Lord, with this love, Lord. Father, this spiritual love, this love of God. Lord, this love that makes us whole in every part of our lives, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. Father, we thank You for this love today, Father. We pray for the people whose arms and hands we hold this morning. Let Your love be poured out into them today, Lord. Father, let them be so filled with Your love today, Lord, that they'll know more of Your love than ever before, Lord. Father, cause us, Lord, to go out with this love, Lord, this week, today, Lord. And in word and deed to release this love of Calvary, Lord, that went to the cross. and to pour it into other people's lives, Lord. Cause this love not to count the cost. Cause this love that never fails to well up within us like a living water, Lord, like wells of living waters. In Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that we're loved of you, Lord, today. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. This love never fails. We thank you, Lord. Just say this prayer of confession. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your agape love, your sacrificial love poured out into my heart today. I choose today, Lord, to live in this love, to abide in this love that you have for me. I live for the cause of the love of Christ, your love, Lord, that in word and deed, in word and action, I will let this love rule and reign in my heart and life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord praise and thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.